With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com. You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
This summer, own your style with Macy's. Whether packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has all that you need.
Shop brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Macy's has all of your summer must-haves. Summer dresses, matched sets, volume sleeve tops, espadrilles, wedges, straw-crafted bags, bathing suits, and so much more.
Oh my gosh, the free-for-all. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
the smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
All right, guys, welcome to the show. We're going to blame Michael Lang. No, I'm kidding. this script was a lot. And so we're just going to dig in, right?
Let's
January 17th, 2007. This was a whopper. Following his heart attack, Lucas returns to school hoping to rekindle his romance with Peyton. Haley learns that Nathan was responsible for her accident. Brooke and Rachel hatch a plan to steal the next calculus exam while Dan faces murder charges and Deb breaks out of rehab. Lots of criminality in Tree Hill.
Wait, if you had never seen this show before and you didn't know anything about it, you just read that synopsis, what would you think?
I think I would have skipped right on by.
Honestly, though, it's like none of this makes sense. It's so out there.
This is one of those confusing episodes. Also, sometimes I feel like the titles are taunting us, like everything in its right place. I'm like, listen, 46% of this episode was in the right place and the other 54% is very questionable.
I agree. That's a good split.
But like, yes. Some of the scenes I thought were so great. I mean, listen, this storyline, you know, that you guys are going through, Joy, as Nathan and Haley, is extreme, and yet you two ground it, you make it work. There's I think, great comedy for me and Daniil. Mm-hmm. I loved the Mouth and Gigi stuff. And then, like, there are some things, but even, wait a second, because even the flashback again, as Lucas is, like, beginning to find,
I liked that.
The awareness. I loved the flashback with him and Keith again.
Loved Deb trying to break out of rehab just because Barbara's like, so great.
So much of it was so funny. And then some of it, I don't know, what was it that irked us so much? Was it just the dialogue?
I had a really hard time watching Peyton and Lucas kiss. And I don't know why. I just suddenly had the reaction of, like, I felt like I was watching my siblings make out or like my family kiss. I was like, my hands up. Like, I can't watch
kids
it.
Kids on the internet love it. So don't say anything bad about it.
You're both very attractive people. You're hot and you're good kissers. I don't know why I suddenly had that reaction. I think I just know you guys all too well.
We're
now.
We're going to kiss it's our like brains out. And there are going to be some people that are like, yes, we've waited years for you drama queens to finally talk about the kissing.
I know.
Well, it took us four seasons to get here. But I don't know. It is kind of funny, isn't it? Because when you know people so well, like, at this point, we'd spent, what, like 15,000 hours together or something insane? Too and you many. Just go, I can't.
Yeah.
Like, I felt that way when you guys came to play. I can't remember what the relationship was at the moment, but when y'all came to play on Good Sam, like, I feel like it was right around when Edwin and I had to kiss on that show for
like
the first time.
On set.
And I was like, I literally remember we did the first day and I got real close to his face and I went, oh, I can't, I'm sorry. And I just started laughing. I was like, you're my friend's boyfriend. Like, I know this is our job, but I hang out with you every day. And on the weekends, we like go and eat crazy street food. And like, suddenly I'm supposed to be romantic with you and I can't do it.
Oh, that's weird. That's weird.
It's sexy. So weird. It's so funny. Oh my
Guys,
God, I'm
if you
literally
can't be
crying.
Sexy with your friends, then who can you be sexy with? You know?
He's right.
Damn it. Okay, this episode, it's not like there was anything wrong with it.
It was clunky.
It was clunky. Everything was not in its right place. It was definitely messy.
Yeah. But it's an interesting thing to watch it and have moments where we're going, oh, well, that was ridiculous. Like mm-hmm. the fact that you had to say, now I know why they call it true love. And Joy, you did it in a way that worked.
I said, thank you for telling me the truth.
Oh, that's what it is.
Now I know why they call it true love.
Did you die when you read that in the script?
Yes. It's so cool. I think, in fact, if I know myself, I delivered it with tongue in cheek, you know, like playing with him, like, now I know why they call it true love. You know, trying to make so it like, obviously dorky. This is the lamest joke ever, so I'll lean into it. And I'm sure it was one of those where he was like, just give me one that's sincere. We have the other ones, you know, and then they used that one.
But you know what?
Whatever, it's cute. But
you did make it so sweet. And yeah, I mean, for the folks at home, Hillary literally started cackling. I think I gasped.
I can't.
Like, you know that when you read a line like that on the page, you're like, are these people fucking with me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, is this a thing I'm supposed to say? And you had that. And by the way, James had that in this episode. The amount of exposition he had to give you when he like ran you through the whole Dante story in top speed. And he managed to make it emotional and honest. And Hillary, I just keep thinking back to you years ago being like, imagine good writing. Because sometimes they have to get you to like fill a gap. And
I think it was,
commit.
I think it was a filler episode because the last one was Christmas. Yes. And that's what it was. It was like, let's just remind everybody, let's just warm up the kettle. Let's remind everybody who we all are and what just happened and where we are. And then maybe the next episode's really going to be something better.
Yeah. I wonder if like in the next episode, Lucas's Keith flashback will go a step farther and he'll see Dan or like when something will be revealed. But you're right. It is a catch-up episode. Even all the headlines being on Dan's wall when Karen sees them, that's been happening all season with this
Karen showing up at
his
house. I like how Karen and Dan both just know how to show up exactly where people are all the time.
And, guys, everything on our show is being repeated, right? It's like, didn't Nathan have the flashback storyline for a while there? Mm-hmm. And now Lucas has that storyline.
Well, and by the way, now much like Brooke last season, Haley's looking at Nathan saying, you have to let me in all the way in. And Brooke sobbed to Lucas and was like, why would you ever let me all the way in? And it's like, we are all going through these similar things, aren't we?
Okay, I know we say that it's lazy writing and blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of that. And there is sometimes. But you know what I'm realizing too is we're comparing this to the luxury that a lot of people have now with a whole series being picked up for a season, or with cable where it's only 9 episodes or 13. And then, you know pretty much right away if the show is popular, and you're going to keep going for a long time. Yeah. And so they're able to stretch out those storylines. I think with us, because we were constantly on the bubble, we were constantly being told, oh, you're about to be canceled. You're about to be canceled. Mm. I don't know that they really could plan long-term, long-game storylines the way that we would love to see.
And because there was no streaming, you couldn't like binge 4 episodes in a row. You had to catch people up every week. And if they'd missed the week before, you had to do enough repetition that if they'd missed episode 10, episode 11 would make sense.
Yeah.
You know, it was just, you're right. It was a very different landscape. And I think a lot was also repeated because we weren't only doing 12 episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was 22.
Trim the fat. You needed to fill 22 hours.
Yeah. Which, if they knew that there was not going to be a cancellation at any given moment, maybe they would have felt the freedom to stretch things out a little bit longer.
Yeah, maybe.
But people were writing differently back then too, and especially for teen shows. It just, the trend wasn't there yet.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting. This is related to nothing, but it's the fourth thing written down on my notes. And in all caps, it just says, Paul looks hot.
Paul
X3. Because all three of us said it.
Oh, yeah.
Paul in
an orange jumpsuit.
A little bit of scruff.
Yeah.
None of it was believable. Like, like whoever wrote this episode did not use her Google machine. Because when this lawyer comes in, he's like, you're being charged with second degree murder. And the trial's going to be in like a couple weeks. And I was like, on what planet? Like, you rot in jail for years before you get a trial.
That's how they make all their money, the court systems. They make you come back all the time. And every time you come back, you have to file with a payment.
File.
Once they get you in that system, they don't let you go.
Come on.
But
no, why does Dan Scott have a cell by himself? Like, how much more interesting would it have been if he was in there with like some
a cellmate?
Make a cellmate. That would have been great. Could have changed his perspective on what Tree Hill really needed as mayor.
Yeah. That would have been
or
super
somebody
cool.
He had screwed over once, maybe.
Oh, yeah. But
nobody wanted to pay for that.
A whole season of Dan Scott in jail.
Thrilling.
Yeah. Having to navigate jail politics.
What if Dan Scott was in jail with Psycho Derek? What if they're sharing a cell?
Ooh.
They're both violent offenders.
That's right.
Would have been great.
Dun, dun, dun.
Again, you know, I thought that Paul was playing all of this really beautifully. The culmination of the guilt Dan carries for Keith when Nathan looks at him and says, you're not guilty of murder. And Dan says, I have sins to pay for. I belong here. This misdirect that we get to witness as the audience who knows all the secrets. And knowing that the boys don't know yet, and that Nathan is really seeing his father changing, even when he cracks a joke about how, you know, your approval rating went up, and Paul is so plaintive and says, you know, yours is the only one I care about. It's and you can see the shock on James's face. He's kind of like, we're different, and you believe that there's this potential for Dan to change. Karen sees him differently. She says, I saw someone I used to know. Nathan sees him differently.
Oh, God, that
all
was
these
such
things.
A gross moment.
And we know and they don't know. It's such a fun place to be in as an audience member, to know a secret and to watch how it's, you know, pinging around in the pinball machine of the world of the show. Oof, I like this part.
Did you guys think that Dan and Karen were going to kiss? Like,
oh my God, I did. And I was very upset.
But like back when we were filming, like, do you remember the panic that we felt as cast members, like, you're not going to do that, are you? Like, I legit thought that our writers were setting them up to, like, get down.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. That's.
Yeah. Oof. Well, no, and they wanted you to believe it. They wanted you to believe that,
chemistry.
That there might be this redemption. And then they got to call it out in the last episode in this, you know, Wonderful Life universe with Keith.
Yeah.
Like you said it last week, Keith saying, you don't get to come in here with my woman and my kid.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
And we don't know what's going to happen. It's a great amount of suspense that they've created for us.
I'm down for a redemptive storyline anytime, but I need it to really be realistic and pay off. And that's where the long game storyline comes in, where you get to really walk through somebody's journey of growth and healing and pain and struggle and like coming out the other side of that. And then that would be an interesting storyline for me, but not this fast.
No, it can't be this fast. And I don't want to see it.
He stayed in office.
Yes. I don't want to see it be the redemption, you know, the woman changes him. He gets her and then he's different. Like, no.
Totally.
He has to do the work and change as a person. He's got to change as a person. And I think that's why it's triggering for us and upsetting for us to watch it. Is we're like, no. Don't you put Karen with that guy. He's already hurt her. He's hurt Deb. He's hurt so many people. We want him to do the work. But by the way, that means our writers are doing a great job because they're making us upset. And they're making us worry. And that's part of the drama of TV, right? So I, you know,
they totally
want to be clear that I don't want them to make out, but I'm loving the suspense. Because when she hugged him, I thought she was going to kiss him and I didn't like it at all.
They underutilized Moira.
They did.
I mean, looking at this season, well, just this season, really, it's like she just kind of shows up to offer advice, but this is an Oscar-nominated actress. She is so talented.
Yeah.
She is so capable. And I don't know what she had to do to manipulate herself into this storyline so that, it, you know, everything made sense for her, that Karen would be involving herself again with Dan and all that. But I sure would love to have seen it.
Well, her partner is dead. You know, like the love of her life is dead.
Yeah.
Her son just had a heart attack.
Yeah.
The girl that she's raised, you know, as like her son's best friend is going through all of this trauma. Her
almost
business
died
partner's
and
on the pregnant lam
teen.
And like, you know, like there's a lot of fodder for a Karen storyline, but the only thing that our writers know to do with her, because she's not having sex with anyone.
This is what I was saying. Yes.
Is they just have her react, you know, doe-eyed, like, what's going on here? What's going on here? What's going on here? And now I'm sad. Yeah. You know, like there's not, if I were Karen, I would go full Michael Douglas in, what is that movie he does, Falling Down or whatever, where he just like loses his mind. If I were Karen, I would go full Falling Down and just be like, you know what? I'm going to burn Trick down. You know what? I'm going to, you know, she's lost everything.
Yeah.
And the pregnancy hormones have the, you know, potential to make her bananas.
I mean, the fact that she is pregnant with her dead lover's child is an insane thing to be struggling with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I wish that they had let us see more of that for her.
Yep.
I will say the interesting thing that I think makes you catch your breath when you watch these scenes between Dan and Karen is on his redemption tour, he is trying to show up for her. You know, don't forget that he just made Deb sign Trick back over to her. So she would have a lifeline, a business back, a much larger income, you know.
Yeah.
He is setting up a safer container for her. And I think the reason it feels so icky to watch as an audience is because we know he's the reason she's not safe in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't know yet. She thinks that whatever's happening with Nathan and Haley, you know, maybe he's changing, maybe he's seeing the ability to do it over again differently.
But it's like, it's just the husband who's cheating on his wife, but keeps bringing his wife flowers every day. She's just like, oh, he loves me. He's just like feeling it's no, because he's feeling guilty. It's like, such a cliche.
Ugh.
I think this is such a brilliant invention, and I wish somebody had come up with it earlier, but I'm glad we have it now. you know, I've been doing theater since I was a little kid. My mom has all these videotapes of me and all these productions. And then we also have all of our family movies and all of the family photo albums and all of the everything that just takes up so much space. And I'm so grateful that Legacy Box created this whole platform to be able to condense these amazing memories down into something that's actually tangible and easy to access.
Well, and with Mother's Day fast approaching, it is a great gift for the whole family. So you can relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. You can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time.
Guys, the process is so easy. You just send in your Legacy Box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And their team professionally digitizes everything by hand. In the USA, you'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. It's so easy.
Yeah. I mean, again, the VHSs, my new project is that I found Jeffrey's big, huge storage containers of VHS. And he was making TV shows in the late 80s, early 90s that I never got to see. This is my chance. So
all of his pilots that never aired, right?
I love those old beta tapes.
Yes.
So you guys can do this too. Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. That's legacybox.com/drama.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order. Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Nothing is more fun for me than decorating, whether it's like I've moved, I have to go on location somewhere, or my friends are moving. I just want to design people's houses. It's happy. And you know, like a place goes from just being, you know, like a box you live in to a home.
Only Wayfair has everything you need to bring that vision to life. I can attest to this personally. I'm on this site all the time finding amazing things for my home. Wayfair is the place to shop for everything home from sofas and beds to dining sets and decor. No matter your style or budget, there is a Wayborhood in every zip code brought to life by everyone who makes their home truly their own with Wayfair.
A huge selection of home goods ranging from appliances and area rugs to beds and wall art. Everything you need for your living room, outdoor areas, bedroom, and more. Wayfair makes it easy with fast and free shipping, even on the big stuff, and they'll even help you set it up.
Every style is welcome in the Wayborhood. Visit Wayfair.com or get the Wayfair mobile app. That's WAYFAIR.com. Wayfair. Every style, every home.
I want to talk about the Nathan and Haley of it all.
Okay.
This is something that our show does that bugs me is, and maybe it's because Peyton's been targeted for this, but we'll have characters that come clean, right? That say, hey, I've been carrying this. I want to tell you the truth. And then the people close to them get mad at them and say, why didn't you tell me the truth? And it's like, well, I just did.
Yeah.
It makes me nuts because in real life, it's like, it takes a second to build up the moxie to tell people the truth. And then the idea that you get mad at them for not telling the truth. Am I the only person that feels that way?
No, I'm thinking about it as you're saying it.
No, I don't get that.
I think I've gotten like, if when somebody's done that to me, I don't really get upset like at the past. It's like, okay, well, let's deal with the problem we have right now. I'm not like going to harp on, why didn't you, unless it was a really long time ago.
Well, I guess, look, I get it. Because when you're going through something, to your point, you know that it can take time to process it, to figure out what the language is, you know, especially like as a person with anxiety who very much learned to deal with everything alone.
Yeah.
It takes an unlearning as an adult to be vocal as something is happening rather than once I've figured it out.
Yeah.
But that's also my job as a person so that I can be in relationship with other people.
It's my job as a person.
It's literally my job as a person.
I want to preface this by saying that I practice this, okay?
But I think that it's interesting because when you are on the receiving end of information and you feel like someone you love and trust has withheld from you, it can be very painful. I understand why Haley is like, why wouldn't you tell me what was going on? And I understand that Nathan was trying his best. He needed a minute. He didn't want to admit failure. His ultimate fear is to tell the woman he's trying to keep safe that he doesn't know how to keep her safe. Like, I sympathize with it. But the reality is that it's very easy for us to look at things as black and white. But when there are things we're involved in, we know that everything is shades of gray and the targets are moving all the time. And I don't know. I agree that the reaction of, why didn't you tell me immediately, feels very reductive and black and white.
I like that she didn't yell, though. I don't remember if they scripted it. Like, I can't remember. I mean, I guess they would have known me well enough by then to know. I just like that it wasn't a fit.
Girl, the quiet fury of Haley just leaning back on the pillows. Like, I can't even look at you. That hurt. Yeah.
I literally wrote down, I was like, I need to learn that move.
Yeah.
You will. Like, one day when you become a mother.
And then I'm going to look away.
It cuts so deep.
It cuts so deep.
Oh, that's my dad in me. That is fully my dad. Really? I grew up in, like, my mom was always the sort of the loud emotional one, and my dad was the quiet emotional one. And oh boy, I just remember, like, one day when I wouldn't wake up. My mom had come in my room like six times. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Get up. Why did you wake up? And shit, I was like, not going to do it. My dad walked in. I just heard my bedroom door open and it was his footsteps. And all of a sudden I was covered in cold water.
Oh, Jesus.
I opened my eyes and he had a blender in his hand. He had just poured a blender full of cold water. And he looked at me and he goes,
get up.
Oh my God.
Out of the room.
I mean, that is cold fury.
He wasn't mad at me. Yeah. He wasn't. It was just like, oh, no, we're not doing this. Wake up. And that's the way he, so I think I got that from him because I don't pour water on my daughter to wake her up, but I do.
But I could
but I could if I wanted to, but she knows that I'm like not f***ing around. So I like the quiet fury as well. But sorry, we got off track. Haley, I do like that she went to Lucas's because I understand as a teenage girl still, she's a teenage girl and hormonal because she's pregnant.
Yeah.
And hormonal because she's a teenager. Yeah. And yeah, to feel like you, the person that, God, and she's in this cast and the whole reason why, it made sense to me that she would have been like, you know, I just need a minute. I'm going to
It totally makes sense. By the way, if this happened now, not as, as a teenager,
grown up,
not as a pregnant person, I would be like, what the f*** is going on?
Yeah, what the actual?
And the work you do to like see from other people's perspective and, you know, come to a conversation as your highest self matters. But I absolutely think her hurt and feeling of betrayal was justified. Yeah. I like when I think both people are right. That to me is good story.
I see this as like a leavable offense, right? Not because not because he lied.
Really?
The lying means zero to me because he didn't really lie. He just omitted, you know?
Yeah.
The thing that freaks me out, like if I'm in Haley's shoes, is that you make bad choices. And I'm getting ready to raise a child with you. And you consistently make bad choices. And you might be tall and have a nice face, but...
Does he consistently make bad choices? What are some of the other ones that he's made?
He traded the car for the bike, which was stupid.
Okay, like, okay.
He's just...
But he's a, like, where's the dumb kid and then where's the like character flaw?
He drove into a wall.
Oh, right. Okay. Now, yes. To revisit the whole like he's on suicide watch issue. Yes. He is still making choices.
He's not stable in a way
out of fear
that I would want to raise a child with.
Yeah.
But see, this gets to the crux of that conversation, right? Is if we were looking at just a guy with Nathan's kind of rap sheet of behavior on paper, we would all be like, black and white, nope, absolutely not.
Pass.
But because we know him and we're attached and we're emotional, we go, is he so bad? and you understand that things come from pain and that things come from lack of experience and that things come from, you know, the reality of when you're trying your best and you don't have a good or a bad decision to choose from. You have a bad decision and a worse decision to choose from. Like, and that's where the humanity is. And I think that's why I really like it.
Because the truth be told, if somebody wrote down on a piece of paper all the choices that we made and put our life down on paper and handed it over to somebody, they'd be like, no, sir. Nope.
Well, Joy, that's what the tabloids are. That's why they've been so mean to us for 20 years.
Well, hey, listen.
Fuck them all.
But you know what I mean? Like, there's a humanity element, but then there is also, like, deep character flaws. So I think finding the line is hard. Hillary, what were you
saying? This plays exactly into your line. Like, what Haley says. She's like, why is it so much easier to forgive a stranger than someone that you love?
Yes.
And, you know, a stranger is just kind of this like, they're an imaginary thing that you can impart morals on. And you can create whatever fairy tale you need to create in order to make sense of things. But a real person, it's like...
It costs you something to forgive someone that is close to you. Like a real wound... If I forgive you.
Okay, then we never have to interact again, stranger.
But and to your point, when you can impart morals onto a stranger, like Haley does with Dante, she says he was a bookie, but he was someone's child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was a criminal, but he had parents. And when it's someone you love and you have deep relationship with, it can be so much harder to say, I have to accept your truth as true for you. I have to believe that you were doing the best you could.
Yeah.
And I have to hold true at the same time that your best really hurt me.
Your best really hurt me. Oh.
How do you honor your pain and someone else's struggle at the same time? That takes so much more complexity, vulnerability, humility, honesty than it does to go, yeah, I know that guy might have been a bad guy, but what if his mom was nice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, that's so much easier.
Because you get to imagine them. Yeah. Oh, your best really hurt me.
It's the hardest thing.
That feels like slimy.
Yeah.
It's so hard. And when you're married, like that's a marriage. Mm-hmm. When your marriage partner, your best really hurt me. Mm-hmm. That's so hard to process and deal with.
Yeah.
What do you do?
And you know, we talk about what we learn. And as you age and you learn things, we talked about this last week. You have much clearer perspective. You have like a better spidey sense when someone's motivations aren't good.
Yeah.
But you do lose some of that innocence that allows you to be so purely in love, so enormously trusting.
Yeah.
And it can be really difficult to carry truth, reality, experience, failure inside of the container you share with the person that you love the most.
The name of your next podcast is going to be Containers.
Containers.
Oh, yeah. Everything is a
but
container.
You're right.
But yeah, like it, how do you maintain loving someone so purely when they've also hurt you?
Oh, yeah. It sounds like oof. Peyton struggled this episode. Everybody leaves me.
A little bit. That's a nice segue. Oh, baby. Let's get on to her.
Everybody leaves. All right. Well, look, I'm just going to address the DMs that I get where girls are like, you defend Jake and you defend Nathan and nothing Lucas does is good enough. And here's what I'm going to tell you. He looked really handsome in this episode. And he said some very sweeping things and we kissed a lot.
It was grand gesture. Here's the thing that's crazy. Why are people yelling at you about shit that just hasn't happened to your character yet? Lucas and Peyton have been a mess. He's been a cheater. We've talked about how he has, you know, struggled and Joy, you know, I don't remember what episode it was, but you were like, yeah, like teenage boys don't know how to make good decisions. Mm-mm. Like, that's okay. Guys, it's the character arc. They don't get together till season 4. So how were we supposed to talk about their great relationship in season 3?
Well, I love that in 2 episodes, he went from saying, oh, when I said that I loved him, to Joy was like, he sounds like Daniel J. Lewis in this episode.
He's like Last of the Mohicans.
Yeah. I will find you. I'm coming for you. My heart attack.
No matter what happens, no matter where you go, no matter what comes between us, I shall ride through heaven and hell to find you.
Yes.
Wow. And he did. It's a lot.
And I like it. Peyton, however, needed a pause button. Mm-hmm. Because we watched the episode. I have zero recollection of this. Because Peyton's being very standoffish with him. And then, you know, the second scene that Peyton and Lucas have together, she's like, I don't like PDA. Like, if you could just stop. I know that I've been pursuing you for so long now. Don't kiss me in front of people. That made me cackle. Like,
that was very funny. That was also just such a good window into you.
Yeah,
like, Joy and I both were like, that's you.
Totally.
Yeah.
I love you. Don't touch me.
Yeah. I really love you so much, but don't.
Anytime Jeff and I are on a red carpet, you know, they take pictures and they're like, now kiss. And I always look at him and I'm like, are we going to do that? And he's like, yeah, we're going to do that. And I just always, maybe I am Peyton Sawyer, where I'm like, oh, cool. Here we go.
You're like, I don't want to.
Where do I put my nose? I don't know which side.
I'm mad at these writers for the way they handled this Peyton and Lucas finally coming back together.
Yes.
Like, this is a storyline we've been waiting for 4 seasons.
I've cried a lot about it.
And the fans have been waiting. It's like building up. And it's like, it's over in 1 second with some confetti. And now they're like, oh, ho, hum, boyfriend, girlfriend.
Now they're in love.
A couple little issues and like, oh, it's cute. Like, where is the long, I want to see the longing. I want to see the buildup of like, you telling him and then him desperately wanting to tell you, but he's too wrapped up with trying to solve this. Mm-hmm. You know, his uncle just got murdered and he woke up in his heart attack and he's like, how do I tell her? What if I leave her? Like, what if something happens to me? I can't tell her that I love her back. Everybody leaves her. And so now there's another thing that's in between them.
Like, why didn't he have to go to see a cardiologist to make sure his heart was going to be okay?
Hello.
And she wants to go and he says no, because he's like, if I get bad news, I can't get it in front of her. Like, there could have been, we could have really yes. drawn out the like longing.
No.
The epic romance of this. Like everything he said, I loved and I wanted to hear it, but I wanted to hear it with like, I wanted to hear it after a battle of like trying to get to each other through all the things that are in the way. And then finally they get to each other and the light is, you know, streaming the way cameras catch sunlight and you're like outside and it's just something that's so beautiful. Like the little sun glare on you and he finally says it all and it's just
and
the great
like,
music.
There it is.
I wanted to hear Nathan and Haley, you know, Switchfoot song in the rain. Like, we needed that. I'm so
mad
that
we didn't
get that.
Moment for these two.
Yes.
Because their love story is the drawn out, it's the years of longing and the wrong partners and the stuff. It's the notebook, but we don't get the kiss on the dock. No. And I feel robbed.
No, I just sat at his bedside in the hospital during this coma. He opens his eyes and then there's like a time jump and it's like I didn't see him for a whole week after
that.
Why
are you at school, babe?
Hey, girlfriend.
Hey, like, what?
No, listen. Okay, but to that point, I do feel robbed. Now that you've brought it up, where is my Switchfoot song? Like,
yeah.
What is the song that would have played in the scene that
what
we have
imagined?
What would
it have been?
I'm not cool enough to know Peyton and Lucas's music. You tell me.
Because the first song that came to mind, as you're talking about, I'm sitting here nodding my head going,
that's right.
Yeah, she's right. And in my head, the song that plays when Lucas and Peyton finally kiss with that spot of sunlight you described.
Yeah,
that
the flare in the lens.
From the darkness. I believe in a thing called love. Just listen to the rhythm of my heart. I believe in a thing called love.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Isn't that Queen?
No, that's
what
the
band
darkness,
did you say that was?
Man.
It is?
I
thought that was Queen. That's so
that
funny.
Came out
that
like, during our show, and it was such a... Such
that
a,
feels too fast.
No, that's what it that but that's what it needs to be. It needs to be like fast. Chad's wearing all these emo clothes and the wristband and the eyeliner. We need an emo pop punk love song.
I would have loved like I'm trying to think about what was out in 2007. I don't know why like Mazzy Star is coming to mind for me.
I mean, that was the late 90s, but Mazzy Star,
Did the Twilight series come out then? Because
we
that
were
had
all
a,
listening to it then.
Mazzy Star was on the Empire Records soundtrack.
Maybe that's why, because it feels so nostalgic to
2007.
me.
Oh yeah, because it was Liz Phair. What was that?
Fade Into You was the Mazzy Star song.
Yeah. Like I want something emo and romantic.
Oh,
I'm looking at the Billboard top charts in 2007. We're gonna find
what
this
do we got
song. I mean, it's all like Fergie-licious and like, hey there, Delilah.
That's not,
what's
it's
it
definitely
like in New
not
York City,
my humps.
Which I
that is
that
not
song
the
so
Lucas and Peyton song.
But if someone could cut it together just for our enjoyment, okay.
Oh, please. The scene we always wanted.
You're right, though.
No, guys. It's
it just
not
got
happening.
Rushed.
All the charts.
It got rushed. You know what I wrote down?
Us when without you.
Hillary, when you said it's just so sweeping. I wrote that down and then under it I wrote, it's a grand gesture on steroids.
Yeah.
They've pumped it, up too fast. And weirdly, it kind of steals the payoff from us. And we've been waiting 4 years for this. Because it's always been torrid. It's been bad. It's been affairs.
Yeah. That Alicia Keys song came out.
We couldn't have afforded
Which one?
That.
No, definitely not.
No one, no.
Maybe you guys didn't get a song because we spent all our money on Led Zeppelin in the car crash last year.
Yeah, that's probably why.
We're still making up for lost time. But you deserved one.
Well, I like Peyton's point. Like, to be fair, I don't think I necessarily understood what she was saying when we were kids. Of like, no, listen, everyone leaves, so I'm having serious problems attaching to people. I definitely feel that at this age.
Now.
Like, I really limit who I interact with on a daily basis because everybody dies, you know? And so it's weird to evolve into Peyton as an older woman. But I like that that was her trajectory. And I like that this little boy is trying desperately to get her to calm down. And the only way he can do it is with his tongue.
You know what I like though? Because to your point, you wouldn't have had the language then. You know, she's trying to say this thing, but now you are, at your age, able to offer the perspective in a clearer way. You can relate to it more clearly. I like that they're both a little fumbly with it because they are kids. And I love that the only way he knows how to explain it to you is to say, but I came back for you. Mm. And it hints at that idea that he had an experience in that in-between, that he had, you know, something happened. He's told you about Keith and he's saying, no, I chose this. I chose life. I chose to be here. And there's something I think, you know, for as imperfect or, you know, unclear as it might feel, this idea that he gets to look at her and say, like, you're the reason I want to be here.
Oh, that is sweet. Mm. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
I get it.
It's really beautiful. And I think it maybe it hits deeper for me in that moment. And even hearing you talk about loss now, because earlier in the script, when you guys are on the quad and he's talking about the experience with Keith, you know, Peyton says that she feels like her mom and Ellie contact her from the other side. And then the lightness in the scene is, I think of dreams as emails for ghosts.
Yeah.
I loved that.
I loved that.
Who doesn't?
It was so nice to see them bond over this thing. And so interesting, because we talked about it last week, that it comes in this week.
I know. Was that weird?
But that would have been a fun. That would have been a fun relationship building 2 a.m. conversation. Mm. Like, remember staying up so late with the person you had a crush on?
Yeah.
And just like talking for hours and hours and hours.
Yes. On the phone.
Oh.
In high school.
God. Like that phase where it's like, okay, we've admitted we like each other. Now we have to survey.
Let's tell each other everything.
Everything.
Oh, it's so romantic and sweet.
Well, between all these like heavy, heavy storylines, Haley's fighting for her life on crutches, crying at Karen's house, Peyton's being a weirdo. There's Brooke and Rachel in cat suits. So, like, I need to get to that part of the episode because that was a delight. I loved this.
The most entertaining thing on camera.
I loved it so much. And the fact, and you said it, the fact that Daniil and I look like twins in this whole episode.
The whole episode.
Our outfits are the same. Our jackets are the same. Our hair is the same. I love it. And God, I just wanted more and more and more of it.
It's so fun. It's so fun. And you guys are different enough that it doesn't feel competitive on camera. Like it doesn't feel like a carbon copy. Like you guys have such different personalities. You're really complimenting each other. It's just so fun. I love it.
And it's interesting that these two girls, you know, who've been judged and who have these really strong identities in their own rights can kind of say the things to each other that if anyone else said it, it would be so offensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when they do it, it's so funny.
Yeah.
Like when Shelley, the clean teen, says, you know, our doors are always open. And Brooke says, just like Rachel's legs. But it's like, weirdly, it feels like it's like an inside joke for her and Rachel. It's not a dig.
Yeah.
And, you know, Rachel saying, yesterday you were a slut who was bad at mouth, and today you're a virgin with an A.
Let's just all back.
So
I know.
Funny.
Genius.
It's so funny to me.
I loved watching you. You two came around the corner in those cat suits, and I just died with the belts.
The jingle of the belt to defeat the purpose of being stealthy.
It is so funny. Good. Those little 60s. And that's what we did. We found those like kind of vintage inspired belts and the go-go boots. I forgot. I mean, I have obviously such a sense memory of doing that, being in the school with Daniil, you know, how funny it was to run into Principal Turner, like the comedy of that, I remember, but I forgot some of the physicality, and I almost choked on my coffee when I say Brooke. It's weird to talk about myself in the third person, but like as Brooke, when I stand up in the cat suit and just start pawing at my whole body looking for a pocket, I was like, oh my God, we don't have pockets. Like I forgot about that. Having to put the test in my boot was such a pleasant surprise.
That's so fun. I loved
it.
Where
I put it.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
So therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. Yeah. I've had plenty of times in my life and seasons where I have needed a safe space where I could just know that there was no judgment. I could just sort of dump out whatever I was thinking. And sometimes even just hearing myself say things out loud made it easier to go, wait a second, actually, I don't believe that. Why am I carrying that narrative around in my brain? But it doesn't always feel easy to say that kind of stuff to friends or people you're in relationship with. So I love therapy for that reason and many more.
I do too. I totally agree, especially because therapy is a dedicated chunk of time. Like for me, it's an hour a week where I really focus on my self-care. It's like, I think of it as a, you know, gym for my brain and my heart. And it's so important to take care of yourself in that way. And like you said, Joy, you can't always unburden on your friends. And I think a lot of us sometimes don't talk about what's going on with us because we feel guilty asking somebody to help us work through something. But that's literally a therapist's job. And I think that's why it works so well. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/drama today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drama. Okay, friends, we are here to help you out. Mother's Day is May 12th. That means it's fast approaching. So instead of scrambling last minute this year, Hillary and I think you should try Macy's for your Mother's Day gifts.
Oh, we sure do. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, categories like fragrance, handbags, and more, or their gift lists like for the mom who has everything, or for grandma, or for gifts that are already wrapped.
Macy's is making it so easy on you. Find top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid cameras, Samsung smart TV, The Frame, which I have a couple of, love them. They're all at Macy's.com/gift finder.
Head on over to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Oh gosh, I'm so excited whenever we get these offers. I love using my coupons that I virtually clip out for Thrive because they have all these options of things that I can't find in my local grocer. And the one thing everyone has to do is grocery shop, right? So why not do it from the comfort of your couch? And for me, that's where Thrive Market comes in.
Totally agree. Thrive Market is my go-to for all of my grocery and my household essentials. And the convenience of getting everything online and then quick ship to my doorstep, huge time saver.
I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. They restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, and I use their online filters to suit my lifestyle needs. So whether you're looking for organic kids snacks or low sugar alternatives or gluten-free pantry essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks to make simpler, healthier swaps.
Not only do we all save time shopping as Thrive Market members, but I love that I save money on every single grocery order. I mean, on average, it's over 30% savings every single time. Whether that's pantry staples, like you said, like, you know, peanut butter and coconut oil, or I am getting the gluten-free snacks I'm actually supposed to be eating, it really makes a big difference.
When you join Thrive Market, you are also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join, they give.
So save time and money. Shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/drama for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, market.com/drama. thrivemarket.com/drama.
Well, you guys are climbing through the school and Deb is climbing out of rehab.
In her own version of a black cat suit.
This whole time I was like, is rehab like mandated? I'm confused how they can keep an adult
there. Yeah, unless
there.
It's like court mandated. Add up.
That was a great little surprise at the end too.
Also that slow fall for Barbara, rappelling down the side of the building and then winding up with her feet in the air stuck, was so freaking funny. And yeah, the cutting from Brooke and Rachel to Deb and all these women sneaking around and being so bad at it was gorgeous.
So great.
I loved that.
And when the principal like confronted you guys, this the look on your faces like, oh, why are we here? Also, why was Clean Teens meeting that late at school? I hated the Clean Teens storyline so much. I hated it so much, always.
Yeah. I know.
But I'm glad that
the purity rings and the promises.
No,
it all made me feel
so
icky.
It's so gross. It's just so like, I know that there was an element of this that was reality for you in school, but it went so camp.
Yeah.
And it just annoyed me. It's like, I know a lot of Christian kids who were cool. And yes, they wanted to be virgins until they got married. They had a particular worldview that they subscribed to. It worked for them. That's great. But they weren't like fucking weirdos.
No.
You know?
No, they were
by
hot.
They, I mean we.
No, I was in. So, I mean, obviously, I started Clean Teens just with my pack of friends at parties. But it wasn't just about virginity. It was like we also didn't smoke and we didn't drink. And it was like clean across the board. There was this scene in DC that was like the straight edge scene. And so this was like straight edge light, very light.
Yeah.
And we also had Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And that was where like the football players who were good boys went. I went to prom with the president of Fellowship of Christian Athletes. He was so hot. And so it was like not weirdos. It was like the captain of the football team and, you know, like, the girls on the volleyball squad. And it was kind of this cross section of the school that just needed to, I don't know.
But it's such low hanging fruit to tell the story this way. Like there are so many, why are kids like this always represented in media? Like corny weirdos.
Well, and what I have an issue with that goes farther than that is why, because let's not forget we were in the early aughts. Mm-hmm. We were in the era where like Britney Spears was being accosted by journalists about her virginity.
That's
why
right.
And Jessica Simpson,
too. Why were
we prizing the virginity or the sexual behavior of teenage girls at all?
At all.
Why were we talking to them about this? Like, it's none of our fucking business. It's not appropriate.
No.
And so it's so crazy because I'm watching in that scene where Rachel's like, well, we can still brook ourselves, right? And Shelly's like, oh yeah, totally. I do it all the time. I just got like a flash to like the things. Everyone shall remain nameless. Don't worry if my friends at home are listening to this. I know they're scared. But like the things they used to tell me they were doing to not have sex. I'm just like, oh my God. Like,
no, it totally defeats the purpose. It's so gross.
It's wild.
But you're right. Just the policing and the monitoring of girls' sexual growth and behavior as teenagers. It's so creepy.
And this was a thing like after our show too, because I remember like purity rings were a big deal.
Yeah.
Where I never had one and I was like the purest of the pure. Like I was so square.
Same.
But I never had a purity ring, but I did have a subscription to Brio magazine.
Brio! Oh right? My God,
it was like
that.
A
what
girls
is that?
Christian.
It's like a Christian girls teen magazine.
Like if you weren't allowed to get YM or Cosmo Girl, you got Brio from your grandmother at Christmas.
God, you're pulling these references out. I forgot about these.
And girl, there was an abstinence poster that came as like a pullout from Brio magazine that I definitely had on my wall until I was 15. Yeah. And then we moved and I was like, I don't think I'm going to put it back up. But I'm still going to like stay true.
Yeah.
But so when like the Jonas Brothers came along and like Miley, like Hannah Montana was on TV and they made such a big deal out of the promise rings and the abstinence rings that those kids were all wearing. That was such a big storyline. Like all these star children wear promise rings. And at that point we were much older and I just remember being like, oh shit, they're still doing that to these kids.
They're still doing it.
Like making them market the purity campaign.
Well, and what's gross about it is they make them market it so that they can poke and poke and poke and poke and keep asking, well, have you had sex now? Have you had sex now?
What about today?
It We should not be talking to teenagers about their sex lives unless we're talking about sex ed, teen pregnancy prevention, STD prevention. Like, let's be honest and educate kids, keep them safe. Mm-hmm. Let's not, like, I don't know. It just feels so creepy and voyeuristic to me. I don't
Yes. As a community, everybody monitoring it, I think, is weird. I think I understand, you know, everybody comes from different worldviews. And so I understand in that community, if there's a worldview that you think is really helpful and good, you would want to support that and you would want to talk to other people in the community about that. And so I understand where the idea of the posters and the idea of, like, it's cool, don't worry, like, you're not going to be an outcast.
You're,
like,
not a freak.
There are lots of other people like you who see the world this way, who want to do this. We're with you. We're on your side. I support that element of it, of the community of people who have that worldview and that's how they want to conduct themselves.
Sure.
But when it crosses over into the policing of it, and that's when it's like, with the shame.
As a virgin in high school, anytime I heard that there was, like, a cool girl, like, celebrity that either was also a virgin or just, like not promiscuous, like, didn't have a lot of partners. Freshman year in college, Angelina Jolie was on the cover of Rolling Stone, and everyone was shocked because she was like, oh no, I can count all the sexual partners I've had. Like, I don't even need a whole hand. Like, I've had so few. And as, like, a turbo virgin, I was like, oh my God, I'm not a freak. Like, Angelina Jolie is, you know, square.
Yeah.
And but so I think it's the caricature that we use on our show of, like, if you're a virgin, you're a fucking weirdo.
That's what's bothering me about that.
Yeah. Yes. That's what bothers me too. And by the way, guess who's coming to be a hot boy clean teen who everybody is like, let's take his virginity.
Who?
Like, Stephen Colletti comes in as a clean teen, Joy.
Oh, that's right.
That's where he comes from. And it's all about, like, oh my God, Chase is so hot. He's so cool. But Shelly is, like,
a freak.
A lame freak. Like, I'm not here for it. I don't like it.
No, by the way, Shelly's hot. Elizabeth Arnois. Yeah. Takes what's on the page, and
God, she's so
earnest, and she's so, like, guys, this is going to be awesome. And I'm so glad that she came to play the part, because she's
me
the only,
too.
Yeah, like,
oh, I love
only
her.
It was so fun play that off. And so Liz and I had been friends for years already.
Is that why she got on the show?
Yeah.
Did you call her boss? And
we had a, like, conversation on an airplane where he's like, okay, if we're going to make fun of your high school club, who do you want to play you? And I was like, my friend Elizabeth is the only person I trust to play that part. Because she, I knew, wouldn't just make fun of the clean teen. She would add an element of, like, no, we're hurt kids and we're trying to, like, make a safe space.
She's a good actress.
Yeah, she's so talented.
Cool. And her and Daniil were friends because they did that movie 10 Inch Hero together, where Daniil and Jensen got
together. I wrote
a song
for that.
Oh, you did?
They did. Yes. That's
where
so
she
funny.
Met her hubby.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That was an epic summer. That was a wild summer.
Was
but we
bit,
were all already like buddies, so it made it fun, you know?
It's so cool. It's so cool. And there's something too that I love, you know, it's where just the particulars of humans can add to casting, because Elizabeth has a face like an angel. Like, she has like a doll face. And there's something so that adds, like, just because of the way she looks, there's, like, an added level of just, like, sweetness and light when she gets excited in these scenes. Like, when she's excited to welcome Brooke and Rachel into this,
I know,
it feels great. Even the next day when they're nervous to approach the table and they see Principal Turner, and, you know, the unsaid thing is, that's our alibi, we gotta go sit down. Like, Elizabeth's beaming smile killed me.
She's pumped.
Just so happy that we're coming to sit.
If you could convert a bad girl, like, what bigger trophy?
You were so powerful.
You caught the big fish, man. You got Brooke Davis.
You got the class president.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But also for Brooke, like, to strip away the caricature of it all.
Yeah.
I do appreciate the notion that you always have the opportunity to reinvent yourself. Like, let's say Brooke legitimately wanted to swear off boys for a while. Like, she was just up on a teacher. You know, it's there's levels of grossness that have happened for Brooke over the last year where, like, if she legitimately wanted to just hit restart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I appreciate that nice. Avenue. You
I
know?
Do too. Mm-hmm.
That would have been nice if they had not made the group so corny, if they had actually yeah. made it like, you know, a little nerdy, but like the authentic group yeah. of kids who like really wanted to do something good.
Yeah. But I do like where the journey is going to go, because in a way, though it isn't her intention, she does get that chance. And I think on a...
Is that what happens? What's happening? What's coming up?
Yeah. Like Brooke really, there's a whole storyline for her with Clean Teens and Chase, and it's cool.
Okay.
And I think what I like about the potential of it, and Hill, what I really think I'm responding to and what you're saying is, it was so cool in this era to just like judge kids, and everyone was a stereotype, and everyone was like a, you know, this person was kind of a caricature and whatever. And the idea that we could choose to offer people a new path anytime and not judge them for it.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Like if we were going to do this storyline today, I would love it to be like, look, no harm, no foul. Like you get yeah. to be who you are. But if you want to do something different, who says you can't?
Yeah.
That's so inspiring.
I like setting that example. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love that, Brooke isn't judging Shelley the way that she was being judged too. I think that's also a great example.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
I like that, you know, even in the conversation they had back at Trick episodes ago, while I didn't like the way that they, you know, the writers handled it, I like that Brooke will just show up and be like, hey, tell me your story.
Yeah.
You know, we get these like moments, I think, in the way that we fought for each other as girls on the show. We get these moments of like, ooh, if we had had a little more of that, it would have been really nice.
No.
You know what was really nice and needs an honorable mention? I know we're long today, but that scene, everything Mouth is going through in this episode is so
yes.
sweet. Lee is so good. And that scene that opens tight on him and pulls back, and Mouth is in the bed in between Lucas and Haley, and they're talking about relationships. I loved that so much.
Yep. Loved it. I loved being able to do that scene, because we never got to do stuff together, Lucas, Haley, and Mouth. Yeah, it was so nice to see. Also, I just loved being back in Lucas's bed, like the three of us.
Yeah.
You know, it felt like, hey, just a reminder, River Court days, reminder of where we all started. I love when our show does that. Just the little Easter egg reminders of where we started.
Yeah, I want to see that childhood photo of like the three of you.
Yes. That would have been fun.
Babies.
It was so sweet. And what I like about where they're going with Mouth is they're foreshadowing the change ahead. Gigi saying, look, you're a senior, you're going to graduate. They're beginning to foreshadow that we might not want to let go of this place, but it's going to let us go. We're going to get pushed out of the nest here. And I just thought it was a beautiful device. And even the way that he, you know, being sweet Mouth, wants to fight for her. And then all her friends come to sit, and they actually cast like 14-year-old girls.
Young girls. You said that. You're like, look, they surrounded her with little girls. So she looks young.
And you could really see the difference. And you realize that, you know, she's just on the beginning of this journey that is coming to an end for the rest of us. And I don't know, it really hit me. It made me feel very emotional. And I just thought that they did that really well.
I'm glad you called that out. That's good.
It's my little honorable mention.
Honorable mention. We got to start adding that into our episodes.
Yeah, it's kind of cute.
Listener questions, spin a wheel, and honorable mention.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana, or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it, so do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
Okay, friends, we are here to help you out. Mother's Day is May 12th. That means it's fast approaching. So instead of scrambling last minute this year, Hillary and I think you should try Macy's for your Mother's Day gifts.
Oh, we sure do. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, categories like fragrance, handbags, and more, or their gift lists like for the mom who has everything, or for grandma, or for gifts that are already wrapped.
Macy's is making it so easy on you. Find top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid cameras, Samsung smart TV, the frame, which I have a couple of, love them. They're all at Macy's.com/gift finder.
Head on over to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
I spent the first trimester of my pregnancy with Gus in Puerto Rico. And if you're going to be sick and grumpy and tired, it's such a beautiful place. Like, it really fixes a lot.
It really is. I shot a movie there and I shot my first commercial there when I was 14 years old. It was so fun. And I've been back 3 times since then. My cousin used to live there and it's just a fabulous place. I love it.
I learned this word from Gina Rodriguez, who is probably the biggest Puerto Rico fan of all of us. Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than just a name. It's a way of life. It's a representation of the spirit of the island, you know?
The unique Boricua spirit infuses the music and welcoming spirit of the island in Puerto Rico. If you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Mm. Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what the rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it's always time to dance.
All I want to do now is dance with y'all. Let's go.
Well, in Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music. Puerto Rico has renowned bars and nightlife and a welcoming spirit.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
We have a listener question.
We do.
We sure
yes.
do.
Uh-huh. What is it?
All right, Liz wants to know, where on earth did all the characters keep their clothes? Peyton and Lucas both have closet doors wide open with desks and computers inside. I don't know why I've never noticed this before, but I'm laughing so hard about it in
so
season
funny.
Four.
Mm-hmm. That yeah. is so true.
It's hilarious.
No, and in Nathan and Haley's apartment, anytime she went to the closet to get something, it was always just a hole in the wall. It was so small, mm-hmm. like a little towel, like a linen yeah. closet.
Yeah, we almost never wore the same thing twice.
Right.
It's like each of these people needed a warehouse for their closets.
We actually had yes. a warehouse.
Yeah. That's where
and a
the clothes lived. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I mean, to be fair, like Peyton lived all by herself. She could have just had a whole other room that was
yeah,
closet.
Yeah, I'm going for that. And Brooke yeah. too. Well, except when she moved into Lucas's house. But that, wait, where is Brooke living now?
She's at
Rachel's.
And apparently they're just yeah. buying doubles of all the same things.
Yeah. Does Rachel have parents?
No.
No.
I mean, my God.
Nobody has parents. We just have big houses and no parents. That's where all our clothes go, in our parents'
she
rooms.
She just called it Orphan Town.
Oh, yeah.
That's the name of the show.
Yeah. Like, what if Peyton's just wearing all of her mom's clothes? That adds a layer of sadness.
Well,
her mom's not wearing that Hot Topic stuff.
You know what I like, speaking of Peyton's clothes? I like that Lucas is dressing more and more like Peyton.
Yeah.
Him now in the leather
oh,
jacket.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very Ellie look.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, I was super into that.
I don't know. I really like it. I like that they're starting to twin a little bit.
Yeah, you called it, his collar was popped up like Keith's.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And
Yeah, the necklace and the shirt with the pattern on it and his mm-hmm. hair and the eyeliner. He's definitely going full. It suits him. I mean, I think this is Chad's sweet spot, mm-hmm. particularly on camera, way better than like jock or, you know, it's like that's his sweet spot, this emo boy for sure.
Emo boys.
Yeah, I just love that it's like not only are they coming into their relationship, but you feel like their relationship is helping Lucas come into his own in a way.
Yeah.
And it's just like a nice thing to see, especially having had a character who kind of vacillates between knowing who he is and losing his way and having his moral core and then kind of betraying his values at different stages and having to figure out, you know, who he wants to be and what he believes in.
Yeah.
It's like you not only see him getting the answers in the way he's behaving, in the way he's being with Peyton and the things he's saying, but like you see it in his identity. And
yeah,
that is such a fun aspect for me of our jobs, is the way you get to build a whole person and a whole life. And, you know, yeah, we talked too. About how that. We'd not had a great wardrobe person for a minute, but obviously we have somebody coming in at this point who's really getting the undertones. Brooke and Rachel are dressing the same, and Peyton and Lucas, like, they're identifying people's relationships in visual cues now too. And I just think that we got lucky and they really started to nail it.
It's like in theater, like in any yeah. like Rodgers and Hammerstein musical where the couples all wear the same color. It's like, we're the yeah. blue couple. We're the pink couple.
Aw.
I like so it. Cute. You're the couple in leather.
Leather? Sign me up. Yo, you want to spin a wheel?
Spin, spin, spin.
We should spin a wheel.
Get it.
Who's our most likely to this week? Who's most likely to let their kids watch One Tree Hill in the future?
Dude.
I don't know. Probably not me. And Maria doesn't want to watch it, I don't think. She's like, whatever. This is lame.
Yeah, Gus is kind of repulsed. Like, he's kind of like, guys, enough. Because it's,
well,
like, no one thinks their parents are cool.
Yeah.
But also, Joy, think about your visceral reaction. Now, 4 years into friendships, watching Chad and Hillary kiss, you were like, no, they're my siblings. I don't like this. Like, you can't be that. You can't be the viewer in that moment. Imagine how it feels for your kids.
No, ew.
Your kids are like, who is that guy you're making out with?
Hold on.
Why are you wearing that?
Come here. Gross. Come here. George is here right now. She's whinging at me. She wants me to like put something on TV. Come here. Do you want to watch One Tree Hill? She just shook her head no and looked so sad. No? You don't want to watch mom on TV? Guys, she just wants something else on her iPad. So there's your answer.
Got it.
It's not the Morgan house. These kids just
not even
want
interested.
Literally nope. anything else on their iPad. That's bad.
Yeah, who would not it be? The Lens house either.
I mean, have Barbara's daughters watched the show? I don't think
they probably have, but
I don't think so.
No.
Really?
I don't know.
I think any of us would let our kids at a certain point, but it's more of a question of whose kids actually would want to watch the show. I also, guys,
I love doing our rewatch with you. But what I'm not going to want to do is rewatch it again. Like, we're doing it. So I don't know.
One and done.
Like, Joy, can you imagine watching this episode today and then Maria gets home from school and is like, Mom, what episode are we watching? You're like, I can't do it. I've done this already for 2 hours.
No.
Like, I don't know
so many
if
other
we would
things
do
to
it.
Do and watch and create.
I do agree. If they wanted to, if like, I don't know, if in junior high or high school, them and their friends got into it, I'd probably be like, cool, I'll have a party. Sure.
No, whatever. I'm banning that because I know if these little punks sit down and start watching our show, they're just going to make fun of me. And I am too fragile
for that right now.
I can't deal with that on top of everything else. No, I can't think of anyone.
Yeah.
Like Antoine's kids, they're too cool for us.
Yeah.
You know what I would like to know, though? Remember that sweet woman who we met with her daughter on tour?
Who named her daughter?
She was a real
Sophia.
Yeah, they were so cute. But you know, she was a big fan of our show, and now her daughter's a big fan of our show. And like, I don't know, I would love to hear from some of the fans who watched it and now who watch it with their kids. I would love to know what their experience is because it's too close to home for us. Your kids don't want to watch you kiss some guy who's not their dad, you know, on TV. I get it. But I would love to know what that second life experience with kids is for our fans. Mm-hmm. So send us some DMs on the Drama Queens Instagram, guys. Tell us some stuff.
So what's next week? What do we have? Next episode, season 4, episode 12, Resolve. Resolve. Well,
it's a one word title.
Yeah.
Wow. Resolve. It's like the Madonna of our episodes. We never have that.
Or Shakira.
Bye, guys. Thanks for hanging out.
See you next week.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time. We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens.
Smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays, and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped, and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut, and I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie, and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keeper Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandy's shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate. And having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth, no matter who you are. Mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Is it hoarding if it's boots? I don't think so. A woman can never have too many pairs of boots. It's the perfect gift for your loved ones and for yourself. So, this festival and concert season is all about boots. Everybody has to show up in style. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert with all your friends. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.